This is Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now, bringing you national news in a nutshell for September 16th, 2021. President Biden campaigns for tax hikes for the 1%. President Joe Biden is pursuing an economic agenda that will tax wealthy Americans and big corporations at higher rates. This agenda is based on the idea that the wealthier class is not paying their fair share of taxes when compared to lower income citizens. Biden has said that he plans to utilize the tax money for lowering costs of childcare and elder care, as well as fighting climate change. The Capitol prepares for Saturday protest. A far-right protest is planned to take place at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, September 18th. This will be the first test for the new Capitol security since the January 6th insurrection. While there have been no direct threats of a violent protest, Capitol security is planning to be ready for whatever happens. The U.S. economy stays strong amid Delta variant. Americans spending more at retail businesses, along with employers laying off workers, has kept the economy from falling. Jobless claims have risen 20,000 as of last week, according to the Labor Department. But this is likely because of Hurricane Ida and the layoffs it caused. The economy is holding up better than economists anticipated last July, when Delta became more widespread. Idaho puts crisis standards in place over COVID-19. Leaders in Idaho have been rationing health care in statewide hospitals due to overloads of ICU patients, mostly due to COVID-19. An estimated 9,000 people are being infected with COVID-19 across Idaho every week, and 95% of patients admitted to a hospital with COVID-19 are unvaccinated. Crisis standards mean that hospitals have to be selective with who gets an ICU bed, meaning health issues besides COVID-19 are becoming more fatal because of the lack of medical care available. This has been National News in a Nutshell. I'm Jesse Steele for Eastern Sierra Now.